Back in December, state wildlife officials began spotting some wildlife off the northeast coast of Florida. An aerial survey team with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spotted two North Atlantic right whales, a mother and a calf, swimming just east of Ponte Vedra. The endangered whales calving season begins in December, lasts through March. Federal government has just announced it is expanding the protected habitat for right whales. WSF's Steve Newborn recently flew with a Florida-based crew off Georgia's coast for a view of this winter home to the right whale.
Melanie White is on a mission to help save the elusive and endangered North American right whale.
They have been here longer than we have, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to survive and coexist with humans.
So she zips up her green flight suit, puts on a pair of fingerless gloves, and bends down as she enters her office.
And autofeather.
Autofeather is off.
Clear! Clear on the right.
I've got the starter and the fuel. You got the timer?
Got time.
For a decade now, White has been spending most of her days in cramped planes like this de Havilland Double Otter, whose twin propellers sputter to life on a cold winter morning.
Engine stabilized at 48.
White is with Sea to Shore Alliance, a conservation group based in Sarasota. The Double Otter, which is based out of Tampa's MacDill Air Force Base, is provided through an agreement with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
And NG stabilized 14, introducing fuel.
Soon we're aloft over the coast of St. Simons Island on the Georgia coast. White and another spotter lean out of the bubble windows with nothing but air separating them from the whitecaps frothing 1,000 feet below. Seagulls are mere white spots on an endless blue expanse. By 1:15 in the afternoon, they've flown about 40 miles from Savannah, Georgia to near the Florida state line. They spend a good chunk of the morning traversing the Atlantic coast in grids called transects, which means they fly about 25 miles out to sea, turn 3 miles to the south, and fly back to shore again and again. After 4 hours of looking at an empty ocean, we're getting ready to land to refuel. Until there she blows.
Oh, is this punctuation?
Yay!
A splash below betrays the roughly 70-ton right whale named Punctuation, so named for her distinctive markings. She's followed by her calf. The crew moves with military precision. Amy Warren notes the precise locations on charts, while team leader White gives instructions over the intercom to photographer Marcy Lee, who's nosing her telephoto lens out a window towards the whale.
I got them. They're directly underneath us. Marcy may be a little bit too close for a photo pass, but Amy, stand by for a final pass.
White radios a supporting boat to get a closer look at Punctuation. If there are any injuries or fishing lines showing, a pretty common occurrence in these heavily traveled shipping lanes, they may try to attempt some emergency first aid. Punctuation doesn't have any entanglements, so White gets on the whale hotline to notify the U.S. Navy. They in turn notify the Coast Guard and any cargo ships in the area, telling them to be aware and avoid colliding with these gentle creatures.
Hi, this is Melanie calling from the Georgia Right Whale Aerial Survey Team. Just wanted to confirm that you did just receive our page that came through of right whales just south of the Brunswick Channel.
Observations of the right whale started back in 1973, and aerial surveys like this started in the 1980s. Still, scientists have no idea how long they can live or how long they can reproduce. White says Punctuation has sired 8 calves. Right whales got their name for a good reason. They have a lot of blubber for oil and floated after being harpooned, making them the right whale to hunt. By the time they were finally protected from hunting in 1935, their numbers had been reduced to around 100 in the North Atlantic. Today, right whales remain among the rarest mammals on Earth. There's only around 600 today. They travel from their feeding grounds off New England and Nova Scotia to breed in warmer waters off Georgia and Florida. White has been doing these surveys for a decade and still gets a kick out of spotting a whale.
Every single sighting is so exciting. To see a baby is huge. It helps to continue to grow the population. And if there's anything we can do to help save these whales and let it be known to, you know, anybody spending time out in the water, they deserve to be there as much as we do.
With the help of people like her, they might still have a fighting chance. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.